want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Captain, if I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for no blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. start time on the West Coast, and we're really glad you're with us. We have been speaking with Virginia Farver, and I'm almost speechless because I can usually follow a guest presentation without my mind wandering in 15 different avenues, but it's hard to do this because, Virginia, we're looking at something that has multi-effects on people. Sterility, you've got emotional manipulation, you can use these technologies, as Nick Begich pointed out, weather weapons. In fact, the Air Force owning the weather 2020, that document I published on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, I've addressed that in detail in the Air Force's own words. There's so many ways that this technology is being used. Mass mind control, we know that's possible. I mean, the literature, the documentation is there that this is indeed possible. And I think over the break I've answered one of my questions. I said, why would they take lead out of the paint and off of window coverings far in excess of when they introduced these RF technologies to the public? And I thought, dummy, you already know the answer to that question. The internet was developed in the late 1950s and early 60s and became operational for the U.S. Army and the CIA, and it was to be used as an alternative communications method in the event of a nuclear attack. 1966 was the rollout date. The average rollout date most of us agree on for the internet was 1996. Microwave ovens were around, at least the technology was around, in the 1940s. We didn't see it in our households until the 70s. And sociologists have a term for this. They call it technological lag. From the time it's introduced, and DARPA and the military and all the woo-woo boys have their fun with it until the time it ends up in our everyday lives as American citizens. And that time is anywhere between 30 to 40 years. So, therefore, I've answered my own question. So it could be part of the same plot because they knew what was coming because they knew what they were working on. But, Virginia, why put humanity under such stress? Why do slow kill methods when all they got to do is start a nuclear war? I mean, have you thought about these things?
I've thought about everything, Dave, and I just don't know what the answer is. I don't understand. I keep coming back to the same thing. The people that are all implementing all this stuff, I mean, do they think they're really going to escape this as well? And they're not. So that's what I want people, you know, to really think about.
Well, I think there's a difference between the creators and the implementers. There's the puppeteers behind the scenes, and there are those who are forcing the rollout. And I agree with you. Hitler used the brown shirts to roll out his Nazi agenda policies, and what did he do as soon as he came to power? He had all the brown shirts killed. And I think that you're absolutely right, but obviously at some level, the elite think that they're going to escape the consequences of this kind of thing. And also what we talked about last week with Dane Wigington, and we talked about the rollout of geoengineering and how these are very bad for us. Obviously somebody feels they can survive. And I think you're right, Virginia. I think the underground bunker facilities are probably what we're looking at in terms of how they view things to be survivable. What about this technology, though? What about Earth-penetrating tomography? Have you heard of that?
Yes, and I think that this tower has that capability, too. And so I just don't know quite everything. I view it, Dave, this is where I'm looking at it from. I knew for a long time that this cell tower, you know, like I said, it's mission control for SDG&E, and it was connected to 70 rural fire stations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't quite pinpoint all what that was, but what that is, it's, and now this is all coming out, it's called FirstNet for emergency responders that's going to be deployed throughout the country. And so I started researching that a little bit. I found Iridium Corporation. Their goal is to cover every square inch of the United States in these transmissions. And if anybody wants to look this up, it's called Horizon 2020 out of the UK, and it will lead us into 5G networks. So now all the cell towers are going to go up in power. But Dave, I look at this as a surveillance net that none of us are going to be able to escape. We're going to be surveilled everywhere we go. Just like the smart grid here in Fort Collins where I live, they've got cameras on every street corner, every huge intersection in town. So, and they've got these big, huge visualization walls that are built in these utilities departments. And I think a lot of it is just a surveillance net that they're just encompassing us with. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's where I see it.
Well, let me just go one step further. Actually, I should probably 5,280 steps further. When I had Nick on, and gosh, I think it was 7 years ago, maybe eight, but Nick talked about the fact that HARP had this ability to beam a signal up to the ionosphere and it has a mirror effect back to the Earth, and that these waves could penetrate the Earth up to a mile deep. And I asked him, I said, okay, that's a nice dog and pony show, but why would they want to do this? Excuse me. And Nick said, well, we know about the vast array of underground tunnels for military purposes and so forth, and we'd like to know who's in those tunnels and how many are there, and this could have military application. And he said that it's just a way to surveil. But also, here's my mind going crazy again, Virginia. If you can, so above, so below, if you can do this to people on the surface, doesn't Earth-penetrating tomography give you the ability for one elite group to attack another using this technology?
Yes, that's what I said. I don't think these people that are behind a lot of this are really realizing what they're doing. And I have a feeling that that's what a lot of this is about. But I just see it as a complete surveillance net. This is how I'm viewing all of this now. So,
can I throw something in?
Uh-huh.
I was, in terms of surveillance, I completely agree with you, and I'm stepping back and I'm looking at history in the big picture. And what is it the elite have always wanted to do with their populations is control them. When there wasn't technology, they used control of food to control the people, or they used fear to control the people, or they used financial collapse to control the people, to get them to do what they wanted them to do in mass. Now that technology has advanced with DARPA involved, I'm thinking global big picture. This is the final end game. If you can control, yes, you can control the stomach, the pocketbook, and make people do what you want, but if you can control their very mind, game over.
I agree. And, you know, and I've been researching this FirstNet for a while now, and just to let everybody know, I kept running into it said the P25 program. What that actually stands for is APCO International. And actually the CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative, has hired APCO International. So there you go. You've got a lot of these elites involved in it. But bottom line is, I mean, I can take it all the way down to some places you guys don't want to really hear about, but in 2000, the United States, George W. Bush signed us on to the United Nations Millennium Declaration, and I urge everybody to look that up. And they actually talk about technologies that are going to be coming out, information and communication technologies. And this FirstNet is actually part of the United Nations, and it's under the UNISDR. It's the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction. And so, I don't know if anybody's heard about this lately, but Fort Collins, for instance, and I'm sure this is going on across the nation, our cities have all been signed on to this Resilient Cities campaign.
Well, yes,
this is what it's all about, Dave. They think it's for all this disaster reduction and all this nonsense. So,
I think you just answered the first question that I asked. We're going to talk about coming out of the break. And I asked, to what purpose would this technology be tied into the Space Command in a weapons-based system? And just in case people don't know what we're talking about a program that was announced by Attorney General Lynch on September 28th as she addressed the General Assembly of the United Nations, and she said 190 U.S. cities were joining this global police force, and they were going to focus exclusively on, well, not exclusively, but almost exclusively on domestic terrorism as opposed to ISIS and so forth. And then Assistant Attorney General Carlin came out 2 days ago, and I wrote an article about this. It's up on thecommonsenseshow.com, actually a pair of articles, where he shows disdain for due process of law. He said, we need to have a system in place where we can eradicate domestic terrorism, and he's speaking very clearly about use of things like the NDAA, although he doesn't mention it. He's talking about snatch and grab activities, although he doesn't specifically mention it. But this is what he's referring to, because he's saying he had a disdain for having to have hard data that was actionable in a court of law. He was actually criticizing the judicial process. And you combine these two things together, we're talking about going after people for what Carlin said. He said, first of all, we're going to go after, and make note of these groups, we're going to go after the KKK. He mentioned them specifically. We're going to go after people who blow up buildings, and we're going to try to get to people before they do mass shootings on schools, although I don't know how you do the pre-crime. And then he went on to say, and of course, people who are anti-government. This is what got my attention. Anti-government, and see, Virginia, this will come right back to what you just talked about. Anti-government. I'm in support of my Constitution. I'm not in support of the bankers who've hijacked my government right now and who are ignoring the Constitution. But according to what Assistant Attorney General Carlin says, I'm an enemy of the state. You're an enemy of the state. All of us who are listening to this show right now are enemies of the state and should be dealt with as domestic terrorists. And then on top of this, we have the UN Global Police Force going into these 190 cities, of which your city is one of them, Virginia, and Fort Collins. I think this is the purpose for putting us into this weapon system using this technology that's controlled in these deep space platforms. I think they're going to use this technology to control us. And if I could get really crazy here for a minute, maybe to eliminate us.
That's exactly what I think.
If you have too many dissidents in your area, we're just going to flip the switch and you'll be gone.
Yep. You're right. And they've got it all set up, that's for sure. So it's just incredible, Dave. How am I supposed to answer, the government? Bottom line, they killed my son. I sent my son off to school to get an education. I surely didn't expect to bring him home to die. So, how do I answer that, the GRID, UNESCO, the ITU, the International Technology Union, that's an arm of the UN. I mean, they are the ones that is their mission, is to connect the world. So I want people to understand that. And you can type in the ITU/smart grid or ITU broadband. Now, they're going to be behind all this broadband that's coming out. And I'm telling you, Dave, it's just, it just gets crazier and crazier. It just is one insult upon another, and it just keeps coming. So I'm not sure what to do about it. That's my problem.
Well, Virginia, let me work. Well, hopefully, as we talk this out, maybe some solutions will start to appear. At least we could hypothesize about. Let me go through some of the emails I'm receiving now. One is from Bill from Washington State. Dave, I've got a video by Joan Vione, and I remember she talked about this about 10 years ago, where she mused about the elimination of lead in paint with respect to the technology of magnetic imaging, where the authorities could view the interior of houses. That's earth-penetrating tomography.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Right.
Okay, let's go to an email here from Lisa. Hi, Dave. Your show this evening ties in very closely with an issue known as electronic harassment. I've been a victim of this crime for 8 years. I realize it began much earlier than 2007 when it became undeniable. Are you familiar with the issue of TI, Virginia, which is called targeting individuals with this technology?
I actually know some people that are TIs, so yes. I actually know a woman in New York that lives in an apartment building, and she gets burns on her body from being targeted. So yes, this stuff is very possible, and you know, it's hard to believe, but as much stuff as I've looked at on the internet, I can't tell you how many times, Dave, I've gone, oh no, you know, I mean, I'll look at it and go, oh no. But you know, this is what we've got to face. We've got to face up to what's coming towards us to fend some of this off, and getting rid of some of this wireless stuff as much as possible will probably start. And I think that a lot of people need to arm themselves with meters. You can get on Less EMF or Magnetic Sciences, and you can buy meters and all types of things to take readings and try and keep yourself safe.
Yeah,
I have something here I just pulled up that's interesting, if I could. It was, you know, we were thinking of a biblical aspect of all of this, the big picture. And I know everyone has a take on Revelation. Is it literal? Is it figurative? But if anybody goes to Revelation 9, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from the heaven upon the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the pit, and there arose smoke of the great furnace. And I'm going to go through verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days men shall seek death and not find it, and they shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. So that's where my mind went with this. Is this some sort of technology that's coming from the satellites, from the sky? You know, this is how John saw it, because it was thousands of years ago. And is it some sort of torment, a mind control? It's starting to fall into place, actually.
I think it's a yes to all the above.
Yes.
I've got some really other interesting emails that actually somewhat parallel what you just said, Katie. I think we're going to hold that till we come back from the break here in a couple of minutes. But Virginia, to the average person, and we're part of this discussion, so you and I are partners in insanity together. But can you understand how crazy this sounds to someone who's never heard of this before?
Yes. And I,
Katie.
Yes, definitely.
I found out more than I need to know, really. But
if
you just research it, if you just start researching it, you will be blown away.
It's easy for me to accept because my academic background has a lot to do with understanding how the brain works. I've stayed current on the field, and I understand how electromagnetic forces could come into play. What I don't pretend to understand are the technologies, but when you've got a guy like Nick Begich that listed all the patents used by companies like Eastman Kodak 20 years ago, when this technology is mentioned in a document released by the Air Force, actually it was stolen and then released, called Air Force Owning the Weather 2020, it's incredible that more people aren't on the trail of researching this, because this is truly our biggest threat. Because they don't have to come to our neighborhoods, haul us out of our homes, and take us to Auschwitz like what the Germans did. You don't have to have pinpoint accuracy with missiles and have troops garrisoning a community. Because they've always often said America is almost impossible to garrison, because it would take one soldier for every 50 citizens, because we have so many guns. With this technology, all of those military principles go out the window.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I can't believe people in the independent media aren't looking at this and saying, wow, this is really something that we need to be concerned about. We really need to get a handle on this.
Well, maybe,
when we come back from the break,
maybe I will go briefly into these other cancer clusters and tell people how what is really going on here and how we might be able to stop it.
Yeah, we're thank you to all who sent emails, certainly more emails than we have a chance to get to, and we greatly appreciate it. We'll touch on those as well when we come back with Virginia. We're going to break here in just a minute for a couple of words for our sponsors. We'll be back shortly, more with Virginia Farver on this most upsetting news. And I'm looking at the cell phone on my desk right now, and maybe I should make the sign of the cross. I always looked at this thing as my ally. Anyway, I'm going to step aside. We'll be back in just a minute. Here we go. So I'm just going to talk right over it so we can get right back to Virginia. But in times of difficult transition, you need a medium exchange, because you're not going to be able to save everything that you could possibly need. Trading and bartering will answer some of your problems, but some of it will just be, what can you give to someone of value that will hold its value over time? And that's precious metals. And in this case, I'm talking about Renaissance Precious Metals and Steve Quayle. Please call Steve tomorrow, because he'll work with you. He'll work with your budget. He'll advise you on what you need. And remember, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Stay away from the certificates. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. And I also want to talk to you about my friend Bob Griswold at ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob's got a whole line of Prepper products that people should be looking at in terms of increasing comfort and maybe even survivability in the tough times that could lie ahead. And I would encourage you to go to ReadyMadeResources.com and then give Bob a call tomorrow at 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. And just a footnote in talking about Bob's products, I had someone email me earlier today and say, I can't afford the night vision glasses and I'm really upset that you're advertising it. I understand. We can only prepare and get ready and store things that are within our means to do so. I perfectly understand that. But night vision is not the only thing that Bob sells. He's got solar generators with the solar panels. They're cheap. They're inexpensive. He has bug out kits. He's got great water filters that we're going to start promoting. He's got a whole line of products. And I think you need to look at, what do I have available? FEMA says all of us have about 3 days of supplies on hand to survive a crisis. Well, you know and I know that's not enough. So look at Bob's product line tomorrow, readymaderesources.com. Then give him a call. He'll talk to you personally. He even has live chat on his internet. The number to call Bob tomorrow is 1-800-627-3809. And just a quick reminder for your food storage, food survivor needs, readymaderesources.com/Hodges. Go there and see the fine product line and put in coupon code TAKE10 to take 10% off of the product price. And this is for October only. Anyway, we'll rejoin Virginia Farver here in just a moment, but I also wanted to remind everybody to stay tuned in that third hour. We've got two blockbuster segments. We've got Dr. Teixeira, who's going to kind of dovetail off of some of this technology and put a health spin on it. And Katie is going to be conducting the majority of that interview. And then in the second half hour, we're going to bring on Lewis. And Lewis is going to be talking about how he is helping the veterans. And we have 23 veterans a day committing suicide, 38 per day are being sexually assaulted. I could go on and on. It's just a horrendous thing that's happening with our veterans. You're not going to want to miss the last hour of the show. Okay, well, Virginia, we're kind of weaving our way through this, and this has been more of a discussion than an interview, which is okay. I mean, we're kind of putting our heads together and plowing through this, trying to make sense out of some of these crazy events. Where would you like to go with this next?
Well, during the same time that I was investigating the cancer cluster that affected my son, they were actually comparing it to a cancer cluster at the UC San Diego campus. And it was, actually found the confidential report on it. There were 15 people, 8 women that were diagnosed with breast cancers between the years 2000 and 2006. And anyway, they found high EMFs in the building. And just like SDSU, they released an epidemiology report, and all investigations stopped. But Dr. Lika Kiefetz, who works for the Electrical Power Research Institute, and Jim Terman from SDG&E were in charge of this investigation. And so she, Dr. Lika Kiefetz has actually been testifying that smart meter radiation is not harmful. So these people know what's going on. And then in 2009, I actually contacted an EMR, electromagnetic radiation expert, by the name of Dr. Sam Milham. And he lived in Southern California. But I asked him if he would help me with SDSU, and he said, I can't help you. He said, I just offered my services for free to UCSD, and the administration would not allow me access. But he said, I investigated a cancer cluster at the La Quinta Middle School in Southern California in 2004. I found really high levels of dirty electricity throughout this school. And he said, I came up with my report, and the administration actually threatened him with lawsuits. So he backed off, and I'll get back to this in just a minute. So in the meantime, I also found a cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School in Carlsbad, and I contacted a different EMR expert, and he said, I tried to get the parents to get the school district to test the emissions from these huge power lines across this school property. And so we took it a step further, and we found 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. And this was in 2010. Now, this is before smart grid or smart meters had been put in. So back to this La Quinta Middle School. So Sam wrote this report in 2004. And also the cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School, the same two epidemiologists that wrote the report for SDSU also wrote the report for Kelly Elementary School. And this is how they're getting away with this. And so I... just this last spring, Sam Milham contacted me and Ellie Marks from California. The La Quinta Middle School, they did another news story about another cancer cluster that has developed since this 2004 cancer cluster. And I talked to Ellie Marks last weekend in California, and she said they've got a list of over 100 teachers and students now that have been affected. So we need to get parents armed with meters and ask the school, you know, and tell these schools to get the cell towers off of their buildings and whatever we can do to keep our kids safe. And I don't know if you need to...
Let me stop you right there, okay, because okay. I don't want to lose this thought here.
Okay.
With regard to schools like the La Quinta School, that's in San Diego, am I right?
I think that's in Palm Springs or near that area.
Okay, in Palm Springs, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But in regard to these schools and their cell towers and so forth, and you're saying parents need to go on the campus and check out how bad it is, what kind of equipment do you need? Where do you get it? How much does it cost?
Well, I went to Magnetic Sciences. They're out of Canada, and you can buy all kinds of equipment. I had a gentleman at my house that had $20,000 worth of equipment. But you can buy a pretty nice meter between $400 and $500 that will take the emissions, check the emissions from these smart meters, which are very, very, very high, and also from cell towers on the schools. And so anyway, I don't know, Dave, if you knew, I'm in a movie called, it's a documentary film, it's won all kinds of awards around the world. It's called Take Back Your Power, and I urge people to look this up online. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And it's an investigation into the smart grid and the smart meters. And in the movie, I mean, you need to take a notebook and take down notes because it's incredible. But there's a gentleman that draws blood from three people, and then will stand these people in front of a smart meter for just a few minutes and then redraw their blood, and their blood cells are already clumping together in this movie. And they tell you how they address the lack of UL certification, the privacy issues, everything. The movie is fantastic. And then also Katie Singer, I know this is kind of maybe you can have her on your show. She wrote a book for me called An Electronic Silent Spring. And people need to get on her website, and you can get her newsletter, and her website is www.electronicsilentspring.com. And she's actually going to be on Coast to Coast tomorrow, AM. So she's an expert with all this stuff, and I just talked to her last week. People that read these e-books, if you read off of these wireless books, you can no longer go back to reading in a book because your mind, and that sounds backwards, but your mind, there's something that goes on within your brain you cannot comprehend in the same way that you can with a book. So I urge people to get rid of those too.
And you're saying that's Katie Singer's on Coast to Coast?
Yes, and she's going to be, I talked to her Friday. She's going to be on Coast to Coast tomorrow, and she's going to be on 300 radio stations next month is what I've heard. So, and you know, we've talked several times about these darn smart meters, and these things are worse than a cell tower. It's pulse radiation, and Dr. Martin Paul out of Washington University, you can look up some of his information, and he tells you how very damaging this stuff is. And it's pulsed radiation, and your body will try to recover after every pulse. So, and SMUD out of Sacramento, this is their utility, had admitted in court documents last year that the average was 13,800 times a day per meter that they pulsed. So this is how incredibly dangerous they are.
What does that mean? You know, you said the numbers, but break that down into layman's terms for us.
Well, you know, it's basically you have a cell tower on the side of your house, but you know, you get this wave, you know, the old cell phones, everything, you would get a wave. And now all this digital stuff, you're getting pulses, and these pulses will damage you very, very badly. And actually people can also look up, Curtis Bennett. He is the thermo guy, and he's testified in Canada a lot, and I think in Texas. He talks about how these meters, when they're all chattering together from home to home throughout the neighborhoods, this creates what is called the 190,000 second. They pulse 190,000 times per second. This creates what's called the cloud. Okay. But he said that this can actually, he says it's their vibrations is how he explains them, and he said this can actually vibrate or erode the very foundations of your home, the concrete foundations of your home, and will render our building codes useless.
Really? How would it do that?
He explains you take like a piece of sheetrock, and he says you flip it 190,000 times per second. And he says, you tell me how long that sheetrock's going to last. And he said there's real concerns for firefighters that have to go into these homes that have had these meters going. And there's concern for nuclear power plants. There's concern for museums with the artifacts. And he said he said the same thing. He says all over and over when I've been on conference calls that these utility heads need to be in jail, basically. So, and, you know, we just need to get people informed about what's really going on, Dave.
Katie, I'm going to say something here, but I've got to be a little nebulous, and Virginia also direct this to you as well. I have two sources, and they came to me independently, and I don't even think, no, each other knows they're talking to me. Here's their concern, and I'm not going to identify the plant because I don't want to bring these guys into harm's way. But what they've told me is there's a move inside this plant to do away with their Wi-Fi. They want to go to land-based internet, you know, the old style with Ethernet and so forth. They do not want Wi-Fi because they're afraid of the erosion capacity and capability of this technology that could undermine some of the shielding that they need to keep the reactors in line. And now we're getting into my area of technical inexperience. But effectively, they're afraid that nuclear power plants someday could fail for the same reason you just described with houses. And it's interesting. That's why I said when I asked the question, I go, oh, I understand it because I've heard this before, not with regard to homes, but with regard to nuclear power plants. This is really serious.
It's very serious. And also, in 2011, the World Health Organization, of course, reclassified anything wireless or non-ionizing radiation to a Class 2B carcinogen. This May, it was May 15th of this year, 192 scientists and doctors are demanding that the World Health Organization change that classification to a Class 2A. Now, this will put anything wireless in the same category as benzene and asbestos. So there are some good things coming up. So we just need to be watching for them.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop the government.
No.
Because of the fact that what we look at in the Gulf when they used Corexit to suppress the oil down into the water column, it didn't dissipate it, it just suppressed it. Corexit was banned in 17 countries, highly toxic. It ended up in the weather cycle in the Gulf, actually even farther than that. And the benzene levels were incredibly high. We talked about that with Dane Wigington last week. And I think, Virginia, that could be categorized at a level 87,000, million, and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because they're going to just do what they want to do.
Well, what's going to take this down, Dave, is parents and grandparents that go to these schools and demand that their kids aren't sitting in Wi-Fi. The cell towers aren't allowed. I called Poudre R1 School District here in Fort Collins and met with them in 2010. I talked to a gentleman on the phone, and he said, "Would you mind coming in and talking to me?" And I said, "No." I went into a room, and there were 9 men sitting at a table. And I could tell they didn't want to hear what I had to say, but... you know, at that point, and this is just our small little school district here, they were making, at that point, the school district was making $9,000 a month off of cell tower leases. So, you know, it's going to take the parents, and we're going to have to take this stuff down ourselves. And a lot of these experts, I mean, please, people, do not buy cell phones for your kids. And I tell kids all the time, I say, be very careful about what you text. Be very careful about what you say, because I said these will all go to data centers. And Katie actually brought this up at her presentation in California, that these data centers are using huge amounts of electricity, not only to store all this data, but also to use air conditioning units in these buildings. So, you know, here they're telling us we can't use any, but they're going to use as much as they please.
What do we do about it?
I think we just start pushing back. And, you know, and this is where I've had so many people say, "How do you live without a cell phone?" I just do. I've been without one for so long, Dave. It doesn't even cross my mind anymore. And, you know, or just if you have to use them, just use them for emergencies only. That's exactly what Sam Milham told me. He actually, and Dave, in 2010, the August-September issue of the Nexus magazine, they had a four-page spread about the smart grid and the smart meters, and at the very end of it, it said this is a part of UN Agenda 21. So I gave that book to Josh Del Sol, the producer of Take Back Your Power, and we were reading all of it, but they quit selling that magazine in the U.S. right after that. And I just found out a month ago that now they're starting to resell it. So, you know, this is what happens. They shut people up, and you have to go out of the country to get anything published.
It's just phenomenal here how they can censor this out. But again, I go back to, well, I guess I can figure it out. I mean, Sheila Zielinski is being sued. Tim Ball before her was sued. And what were they sued for? They were sued for questioning the lack of scientific rigor on climate change research, raising legitimate scientific questions where we should be having public discourse, and this is what the scientific process is about. And they got sued for it, and other people have too. Why? Because people stand to make a lot of money on this technology coming connected with carbon credits and the whole thing. And I suspect, Virginia, that this is all going to be interrelated. Do you think this has the ability to control the use of all energy? Because this would bring it under climate change technology.
Right. And actually, the FirstNet is under climate change. This disaster reduction and recovery, this is all, they've got it all underneath this climate change nonsense. So, yeah, that's what they're doing. And this is the problem why nobody can sue over these meters. This is what we're finding out. I talked to Josh Hart from Stop Smart Meters out of California. And in just like this one cell tower on that campus, you pop that lid open on a can and the worms start crawling out everywhere. Where do you start and where do you end? And I don't think there's a law firm in this world that could help me at this point.
Too many powerful enemies.
But thank goodness there's people like you that will allow me to bring these out. So, and you know, our kids deserve a safe place to go while they're trying to learn. And I want people to really start researching this stuff and trying to avoid as much of it as possible.
Let me go back to the technology for a second here, as far as technology of detection. Some people may want to spend $300 to $500. Is there anything cheap and easy that people can purchase from their handy dandy neighborhood store and go on a campus or go into a shopping mall and see if they're at risk?
You can actually get on Stop Smart Meters websites, and they do sell some cheaper meters. You know, I actually got a nicer one because I wanted to show people. You know, I can tell them until I'm blue in the face, but if I can show them what's going on. I actually met with a huge group of women about 2 weeks ago, and I brought my meter and I showed them what these smart meters were doing on the side of the house, and it's frightening, Dave. I mean, it really is. So, and also, people need to understand these meters, you know, the radiation, there's a plume of it that will go inside and outside of your home. I think it's like a 92-foot plume, so half of that goes in the house, half of it goes outside. So this is going to affect wildlife and everything else, too. So, and if you don't have bees, you don't have life.
Could this be responsible for the bee disappearance that we're seeing across the planet?
Well, they addressed that in the movie Take Back Your Power, that it's a real possibility. I know they've got some other things that could be causing it, but I'm sure, you know, Dave, it's just like everything else they're hitting us with. I mean, I'm surprised. I've looked at just how these grids all connect all through the country. I'm surprised any of us are alive, to be honest with you. But, you know, it very well could have a lot to do with it.
In the time we have left, let's do a little speculating. What's the end game for this technology?
Well, the people that I am connected with, a lot of them say that once people start dying and start realizing what they're dying from, then I think maybe we will be able to get it changed. I'm not real sure. I told Dave on the phone the other night that I've got a really good friend here in town that she's got a sister that had a Wi-Fi router right next to her bed for the last 3 years here in town, and she's known me, and she's been telling her sister to get rid of the Wi-Fi router, and just last week she's got cancer throughout her body. So, you know, you know, and also I've listened to Barry Trower, and he said as far as these smart meters and this whole smart grid, the kids are going to be the first ones to get ill and die. So we need to be prepared for all this stuff. But I think, Dave, if enough people listen to this and enough people are willing to try something different, you know, I dream in my mind about having bring back the old cell phone booth and have like a cell phone booth where you can still have a cell phone, but you have to get out of your car and go in and plug them in, and you have to call. And actually, Katie Singer told me that the Americans with Disability Act was passed in 1991. Well, they're now going back, and they're going to require that elevators, cars, all this stuff will have posted on the outside of the, because 10%, believe it or not, 10% of the U.S. population now has a medical implant. And these meters, the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, they all interact with these implants. And so this might be another way that we can work through this process. So, and I'm very excited about it. But people just need to get on her website, get her newsletter, and she's got all kinds of links at the top of the page. She talks about electric cars and everything else. You don't want to have anybody that has a medical implant, or you don't want to sit your kids in the back seats near these hybrid or electric batteries because they emit radiation into the car. And so my mind goes further that now you're going to have fatigued and, you know, depressed and headached people all over the highways with these cars. So hopefully we can maybe get it stalled.
Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, do you know the difference between the output of an old flip phone that anybody saved around the house and a smartphone? Would that obviously reduce it? Do you have any numbers on that?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about them. I do know I've talked to several people that get really sick around these really high-powered ones, and there's a lot of people that get really sick from this stuff that can actually tolerate being around the flip phones. So I just don't think that they have the power, and then they don't have
flip phone.
Yeah, well, if you have the old flip phone, you're not using the data. You're not getting that data wave. So that's the stuff that's going to pulse you.
Right, interesting.
I hope that helps.
No, it does. I've got it. Just to show you how pervasive this topic is for some people here, I've got an email here from a lady named Anita in South Dakota. And she says, "Hi, Dave. I've been listening to your show about smart meters, etc. I refused the smart meters last February, and they shut off my electricity. I'm a 60-year-old woman living out in the country in South Dakota and very sensitive to radiation due to cancer of my mouth. I explained this to these people, but the Camwall Electric Company, which is a small co-op, didn't care. These people are all demonic. I'm stubborn, and I won't give in." What would you tell Anita that she should be doing?
Well, I actually know people that have had all their electricity taken out, and they actually feel better. So, and they're still living without power. But, I mean, not everybody can do that. Just try and shield yourself as much as possible, and maybe call some of these places. I know Magnetic Sciences out of Canada. There's a gentleman that will talk to you on the phone about it, and you can ask him what to do. And, you know, you just have to be very careful about what you do. You have to know what you're doing with the shielding. So, you know, it's just a hard thing to deal with, Dave. And these people are. It's horrible. But I also found out, and people, I haven't found this yet, but I actually had somebody tell me, and they said here in Fort Collins where I live, the Fort Collins City Council passed a resolution, and I believe it was in 2010, where the City Council adopted a resolution that states that the heads of any of the departments in the city have carte blanche as to what they want to do. They don't have to ask the public. So people need to maybe start paying attention to what's going on in your local areas and with your city councils.
That is just incredible to me that people would even accept such a thing in their own community. But then again, too, they're asleep and, you know, give me the remote while I watch Monday Night Football. I think Anita's case here is interesting because it parallels something in a way, and I can tell this very quickly, but we have a neighbor named Dana who's really Mr. Fix-It in our community out here in rural Arizona, and he's trying to get off the grid, and APS will not let him, Arizona Public Service. We call it Arizona People Stealing From Us, and they won't let him out of the grid. And I'm thinking, why do they care about one customer who's reduced his energy usage to such a point it doesn't matter? Well, I think we've answered that question tonight.
Well, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. This conference I went to, this wireless conference last week, Dr. Martin Paul said causation has been found. They can now prove how damaging this is to your health. So that's what law firms need to know. That's a big statement that they need to hear. And also, they had a lawyer that used to be the head of the CPUC in California, and she spoke out. And she said that she sees a lot of good things happening within the next 4 to 5 years. So all I tell people is try and shield yourself, stay away from this stuff as much as possible, and just hope for the best. And there's a lot of good people, Dave, that are working on this.
Yeah, but at some point, a lot of us are going to run out of time.
Right. Well,
this is what's greatly concerning to me.
Try and stay as healthy as you can. That's all I can say. You can purchase clothing and all types of things. I've heard from people that, several people now that won't go into a public area where there's a lot of Wi-Fi, of course, but where there's a lot of cell phones, you know, because you're just being just engulfed in this stuff. So if you can avoid that, too, that's a really good thing to do.
Well, Regina, I want to thank you for joining us. We're just about out of time, but I'd like you to just stay over so I can chat with you for a moment.
Sure.
During our top of the hour break. To everybody else, we come back, we're going to have a special guest. Katie is going to be prominently involved, and this involves your health, and you're not going to want to miss what you're going to hear in hour number 3. And then, of course, at the bottom of that hour, we'll have on our guest from Veterans on Patrol. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of these messages.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.